Presentation of the North Bay Report on KRCB is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that a 30% federal investment tax credit for solar electric, capped at $2,000 for homes, expires at the end of 2008. More information at solarworksca.com.
This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. After years of environmental reporting all over the globe, Alan Weisman developed an unusual framework for analyzing the impact that humanity has had on planet Earth. He imagined that we all suddenly disappeared.
How would the rest of nature deal with a world suddenly relieved of the daily pressures that were constantly heaping on it? How would it deal with all the stuff that we would leave behind? Materials like plastic and metal alloys, our cities, our architecture, but also things like the chemicals we've created, all the carbon that we pumped up our chimneys. A lot of those things involve processes that we set in motion that aren't going to die down so quickly.
The answers, some speculative, others more empirically probable, are contained in Weisman's hugely successful book, The World Without Us. Since it was published last summer, the Arizona-based writer has been on a steady stream of author appearances, which brings him to Sonoma State University tomorrow night. He notes that while it's easy to rail against the toxic detritus of the 20th century, such as nuclear waste, humankind has been actively modifying the Earth's ecosystems since the earliest beginnings of agriculture.
We began to manipulate the environment to our favor once we stopped being hunter-gatherers and learned how to concentrate our food supply into fields where we could grow it and husband it ourselves. And that freed up an awful lot of people who formerly were out there looking for food to do other things.
That in turn gave rise to cities and unimaginable advances in science, some of which resulted in everyday items whose long-term implications were never seriously contemplated, such as plastic.
It's great stuff for a container that you want to stay around for a long time. That's not going to fall apart like a cardboard box, for example. But the very fact that it doesn't break down means that there's nothing in nature that knows how to break it down. Then it becomes problematic. Plastic wasn't invented till the 20th century, and except for a little bit that's been burned, it turns out that it's all still with us.
Then Weisman adds, there are even more enduring substances, like dioxins, which we have forged at the molecular level and may never be undone.
We just don't know whether these molecules will ever break down. There's really no telling what is going to make this stuff disappear. Quite likely what's going to happen is that eventually it will get buried, but it may never really go away. We may have created something indestructible.
Beyond any chemical creations we've engineered, Weisman says the biggest threat facing humankind today is us.
Every 4 days, there's a million more of us on this planet. It's not just what we do, but it's how many of us there are doing it. It's sort of like a new definition of original sin. Every new person born on the earth is already part of the problem.
The only real answer, he concludes, is for people, as a whole, to agree to limits of further population growth, however that might be accomplished.
If we don't, nature's just going to do that for us. It's always happened in the history of every species that outstretches the limits of its resources.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.